8:11 with Alan, Mike, and Mary on Light 100.5 WRCH. I wish I had a couch in the studio because this is my favorite time of the month. It's Free Therapy Thursday with Dr. Elaine Ducharme, and we are here to talk about healthy relationships this morning. Good morning, Dr. Ducharme.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How about you?
I am very well, thank you. So I thought that, especially I was listening on the way in to you guys talking about Valentine's gifts and what the importance of them, and I thought, you know what, some of these tips might be even a better gift that you could give yourself and your spouse so that you improve the relationship.
Way better than a Snoopy heart card?
Yeah, it may be.
Okay.
So falling in love is exciting and it's easier, but it's, staying in love and keeping that relationship alive is really more of a challenge. Think about it. Anything valuable really needs to be taken care of. My husband had stressed this about my car. If you take care of your car, it's going to love you back. I never quite got it originally, but it really is
good
true.
Analogy.
Isn't that a good analogy? Yeah, I think that's a guy analogy for most, it wouldn't have been mine necessarily, but it works.
Well, but you could be gardening or something.
That's it. Whatever. Cooking.
Let's stereotypes.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
My pots and pans. Anyhow, the first one I want to talk about is something kind of surprising. It's about appreciating each other.
Mm-hmm.
They did a study. There was a longitudinal study. And what they did is they put couples in a room and had them solve a problem during a 15-minute period. They gave them a conflict that they needed to solve. Couples that complimented each other said nice things at a ratio of 5 to 1 bad one. That was a strong indicator that this was a very good, solid relationship over the long run.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in couples that had a 1 to 1 ratio, 1 positive to 1 negative, it was greater than 90% accuracy of divorce.
What?
Is that incredible?
Well, come on. You know, when you get together with couples and you separate into boys and girls like a middle school mixer,
right,
and you've got some of your friends, some of them talk very complimentary about their significant other, and some of them, all they do is complain.
Right.
You can tell.
And we tell each other what's wrong, but we forget to tell each other what's right. So
good
that
point.
Is such a basic thing to think about, telling your spouse that you appreciate something, a positive thing. The other thing is trust is critical. How many people today are looking at their spouses or boyfriends' phones, text messages, that kind of thing, And to be honest, we see an awful lot of divorces that have come about because they're finding things in text messages or on Facebook that people put things out there. It's just amazing what goes on people's phones. But really and truly, you shouldn't be putting anything there that you don't want to be found.
On the home laptop, my Gmail account, my Facebook account are always open. And if Carol wants to go and see what's going on, she does.
Weston scrolls my Facebook all the time.
See?
Yeah, I mean,
I got nothing to hide.
Yeah, but it really, it's about trust if you're always checking people's things. So the other is be friends and respect each other. Remember, friends don't, do things, say nasty things. They have your back.
Mm-hmm.
Communicate and don't make assumptions. If you're not sure about how someone's reacting, ask. So if, for example, I come home and I discover, I say something nasty, it really helps if my husband says to me, are you mad at me or have you just had a bad day?
That's an excellent point.
That's a good one.
It is so helpful because then I can say, I had a terrible day. I just need a hug.
Yep.
Otherwise, we may, he starts
to... It may escalate and go somewhere where it didn't need to go.
Yeah.
So just double-checking is really important. Remember the healing power of touch. It isn't always about sex. We know that blood pressure drops if you're petting a cat or a dog. Remember to touch each other, It makes a huge difference. And when you do that, you release a chemical called oxytocin, which actually causes you to feel much more positive feelings towards each other. Give gifts to your partner that they want. Just because you want a new grill or you go out and buy that, think about what they want.
Sure.
Yeah, so that's a big mistake, that a lot of people make.
An electric smoker.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's what I wanted.
Yeah,
and
listen, when your spouse says what they want, believe them.
Right, believe them. Absolutely.
You don't really want that.
Right. Yeah, I really did want a toaster, that kind of thing. Say the words, I love you every day, not just in a text message. Though, texts and little things can be very nice during the day. Make your home a refuge, but remember that some of us need some alone time. So if it's a refuge for you both and you have nice things that you can do together, maybe find some space, your own little room or a chair or your bathtub, something where you can have some quiet time, and be sure that you let your partner know, this isn't about you, this is about me.
Right.
And we may have different
that
needs
that Calgon moment. Put that little door knocker sign on the bathroom door.
Exactly. And, if you're having a lot of trouble with your relationship, talk to a psychologist, somebody who's trained in marriage counseling and relationship issues. That may be the best gift that you give to yourself and to your relationship.
Excellent. Dr. Elaine Ducharme, how do people get in touch with you if they need you?
DrElaineDucharme.com.
Excellent.